What has fascinated me perhaps even more has been that investigators actually looked at the evolution of neuropathy in these small groups of patients for both arms. And it appears, again based on small numbers, that improvement of the neuropathy observed with Abraxane occurred much more rapidly than improvement in the patients who received the parent paclitaxel compound. And a lot has been made of this potential difference in the natural history of neuropathy between these two different preparations. I think this is something that will require further scrutiny. We have small patients in one study, so it is going to be very important for all of us as we conduct new clinical trials, and also as physicians incorporating this drug, that they really pay attention to this, because I think there's a lack of information from the thousands of patients who have been treated in the past with the parent paclitaxel or even docetaxel in terms of looking at the data from clinical trials, looking to see what happened with the neuropathy.
Yeah, that was fascinating. I think it was like a mean of 22 days where the neuropathy improved. Is that your clinical experience?
Our clinical experience with Abraxane is very limited at this time. So the experience is only based on the data that are available.
When you counsel a patient about the possibility of receiving ABI-007 as opposed to paclitaxel, or if you were going to counsel them, what would you say in terms of what to expect in terms of neuropathy?
Actually, I'm most interested in the administration issue, the lack of premedications, the lack of hypersensitivity reaction, the shorter duration of infusion. Then I go over the response and time to progression data, and then we talk a little bit about neuropathy and mainly tell the patients that there's still a risk of neuropathy, but that we will be following them carefully to appropriately document if we can corroborate the data that have been reported based on the phase 3 trial.